Don't show off how powerful you think you are. Right now you actually are powerful. You don't know if you might be tachalish. Now the two pshatim over here in the portion, some say it means, that doesn't mean you're going to win. Just because you're yotcha gavra doesn't mean you're going to win. So you don't know that even though you're more powerful over the person, you might lose in this confrontation, whatever this confrontation is. And one pshat it means, you don't know that this reality is going to stay. There's a saying in English, is be nice to the people that you meet on the way up, because you're going to need them on the way down. That thought process. I remember, I heard that phrase years and years back. There was a certain individual who on his way up was very not nice to the people on the way up, and he was very, very squashed on the way down. Whatever he had done to people came back to him in spades when he was on his way down. And I remember thinking to myself, while he was on the way up, he says, one day this is not going to work, and it's gonna be really bad. And maybe it was I don't think I'll tip the pella sutta, because I didn't say anything. I just thought it. Maybe I said it. I don't know. But but shortly thereafter, the person's fortunes reversed a little bit, okay, so that's the point of the rush. So I found the rush interesting, right? It doesn't seem to me to be like the most Musadik piece over here. If you'd asked me in the Musa world, I'll tell you Chalos Neged Shumadam Im Yotcha Gavra, because you have the right to learn anything over anybody, period. End the conversation. Tell him, listen, it's not worth it, because it's posh. We're practical people. That's him. It's fine to lord it over people. You should know. You're taking a chance. You might lose, and you might get paid back bad, etc. So if I need a Musa Shmu, I need a Hechatimsa to overcome my Yitzhahara. There's a tremendous desire to show authority and show power. Like the Gemara says that the Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that he was what the Bnei Beseira did for his ancestor Hillel, I could never do. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh was honored Mikolod. The Gemara, he had tremendous honor. Right? The Gemara says, his anivus, etc. But to be the people in authority, to be the Nasiim, and when Hillel came, they saw Hillel was a greater person, to abdicate in honor of Hillel, it says that power intoxicates. There's tremendous power, tremendous feeling of you're fashikered with power. The people don't understand it all. The Velt says that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right? It's a tremendously powerful thing. So he's saying, listen, I get it. Batsim, it's a corruption. And really, you should never do that. But that alone, people sort of, the Yetzer comes and fools them and says, What do you mean? Then there's the hano of flaunting your abilities and your power. You should know it ain't worth it. On a practical sense, you should know that one day it doesn't mean you're going to win, and then you're really going to look like a fool. A. And B. It doesn't last. Nobody stays on top forever. How many dictators, had tremendous power, wielded power over their countries, and ended up hanging from the rafters, because the country finally rebelled against them, or because the next guy decided to make a coup, and the next guy makes a coup. You always wonder about these people, like, what are they thinking? So we're gonna make a coup, and you know, we'll kill the previous dictator. You don't think someone's going to do it to you one day? No, it's not going to happen to me. Like, you know, like. So I understand the weakness of the but that the Rosh should be talking like that, I find it interesting. I did not find that the Mefarshim over here seemed to be bothered by it, because nobody speaks about it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Maror Mekayimus, that he brings a pasuk that the Eim Sanim and the Baal Yisroyus, people have tremendous power, you should know they're going to be destroyed. I get that. That I feel like you should know one day you're going to lose it. One echem yourself, echem yimusarlo. Shishim yourself, goyus yimusarlo. Mishneim nethem yimusarlo. So he's telling me you should know that that's what happened. But he's not bothered by the fact that, like, that's the most issues we need over here. This is like, you know, the rush is the next one. Don't run after COVID. Don't let people even be mechabed you. Always look for good friends. Do not be mechabed rabin. Make sure you act very nechbodistic. Never answer people quickly. And you know what? Don't throw your authority around. Otherwise, one day you're going to lose it. It's like, to me, it's a pillow that the rush should. That should be the argument. The only thing I can tell you is that the rush feels he recognizes the Yetzirah of power and authority, and the person has to be constantly. And the only way you can really counterbalance that is with a practical cheshbon. There's a beautiful word from the Leib Eliyahu. Leib Eliyahu says that Yaakov calls Rachel Leah out to the Sodom. He tells him that, you know, that the relationship with your father ain't going so good. And Bershon gave me the voice, said it's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So he said back, you know, listen, we don't have any chesed nachlim from our father because we have brothers now and they're going to get everything. And the Russian told you, no, we should do. So the Navi comes and tells you, Yaakov is a Navi, he comes and tells you, I got to know from Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So Rachel Leah, the Imos, say, you know what, listen, I'll pee math, it's a good idea, because the mice, you have no money anyway. And the Russian says, we have to listen. It doesn't sound so frum. Like, you know, the Russian said, you listen. The Russian says, you jump. He says, jump. You say, how high? You know, you don't say, well, you know, it's talking good with the cheshbon and the mice. He says, even Rachel Leah, the pasuk is telling us, they understood that the Yetzirah in the world. And you need to counterbalance the Yetzirah. Nobody's free from the Yetzirah. Not a Rachel, not a Leah, not a Yaakov, not a Avraham, not a Yitzchak, Yaakov, not us, for sure. And you have to give yourself, and the way you deal with it, you push it, because I'll say you make a cheshbon and have some Yitzchak against Tzahar, and start making a Seder. That's, you know, Yitzchak Sharm 101. Right? That the first thing, if there was a cheshbon, you have to sit there and push a cheshbon. Are Vegas worth it? The answer is no. Let's do the cheshbon. Are Mitzvahs worth it? The answer is yes. Do the cheshbon. But, you know, saying, I'm a from a guy, the Russian said, it's good look by me. Chazal didn't say that. Chazal didn't say, listen, you know, stop it. You know, the Russian says, it's worth it, not worth it, I don't care. The shame Shemayim. Chazal vices weren't so frum. They said, you should make a cheshbon. That, you know, that mitzvahs are worth it, and Averis are not worth it. Which means Chazal is saying that we have to understand the nature of what we are, and we're going to try and come, quote unquote, the shame Shemayim. We're going to jump up into the ladder, and it ain't going to work, and you're going to fall flat in your face. So you sit there and you make a push of the Arlam Azek the Cheshbon, that it ain't worth it to do that Averis. I had a conversation with somebody today. He was talking about a momentistic issue. Right, so he's saying, you know, he runs a business. He's a partner, and he has some silent partners also. So he's making decisions all the time. And some of them, his silent partners will never know. And he can make these decisions to his benefit, but nobody will ever know. You know, and he says, there's the Yetzer Hara. You have to work on yourself. So I said to him, the problem. problem is that nobody will never know, but you'll know. And you're going to eat your heart out the rest of your life. That one decision that you make in the passion of the moment, that you can make a few more $1,000 for yourself, you're a person that's going to eat at you the rest of your life. And we're going to go and admit it to the people, that's embarrassing, admit it to the people. You're not going to admit it. You're going to find a way to give it to them. You know, so cashman to go away. You're going to be sick with yourself. So the one moment of weakness leaves you with the indigestion the rest of your life. It ain't worth it. But but having that extra cashman in the back of your pocket is very valuable. You know, he has power and he can flow. He can use it. Take advantage. Right, so the company HR says, Rosh says, you're right, you could. And I can give you all the Perumah Cheshbonos, why not? I have a better idea. I'm going to give you a Patel Cheshbon. Right? Remember, the Rosh is writing this, the Rosh is writing this for himself. The Rosh was the undisputed leader of Jewry. Him and the Rosh, but they were the two Gedalei Ador. Like, you know what power that is? You know, even today, you have Gedolim. They have tremendous power. Imagine what it was at the time of the Rosh, when they actually had respect for the Tzibur Chacham. You know, the Rosh said, "Jump!" Everybody said, "How high?" So the Rosh says, "You know what? Don't do it. It ain't worth it." He's talking to himself, and he's saying, "I need to make Cheshbonos." And we have beautiful pieces of the Rosh. He's talking about Mamish, the Mishum, the Dragos, etc. And the Rosh himself writes, you know what? You need to make practical cheshbonos to help you from not doing something wrong.